James Smith Williams, NC State star, former NC State star legend, is now with Washington, and he joins us. Was it good to get back in the gym with teammates, or is this just more of the same for you?
Yeah, it's kind of more of the same, but it was always fun, you know, seeing everybody and, you know, all the guys being back together. It's always a good vibe.
Is there even an off season for you?
Yeah. I mean, I probably take about two months off. You have to give your body time to recover playing, was it 17 games? It's no joke.
Right. There's no question. You also spent a little time injured last year, correct?
I did.
I don't remember you ever getting injured at State. So how did you deal with that?
Yeah, it was rough. I got a concussion playing against San Fran, and you know, it's a terrible way to end the season. But you know, I gave my body and my brain time to recover, and you know, I'm feeling great again.
All right. So when you give yourself 2 months off, what do you do?
I live in California for a month. I travel as much as possible. I was in Belize, the Dominican, all the things that I like look at on TV, you know, during the season. I'm like, man, I can't wait. Well, not I can't wait. I'm always excited to play football. But, you know, when it's that time to relax, you know, that's where I'm going.
All right, so talk to me about the way not just the last year has there's so much stuff going on around the football club that, I mean, I know you guys are all football, and I know Ron Rivera does a good job of keeping that focus, but there's so much noise around the organization. How do you guys block all of that out?
It can definitely be difficult at times. You know, we're always, you know, we see the news on Twitter, we see the press clippings, but I think for us, it's kind of like a foxhole mentality, in that, you know, the guys in the locker room are the most important guys, right? Our opinions matter the most, and, you know, we know who we are as men, type of deal. So I think at times that adversity has allowed us to bond more as a team.
James Smith Williams is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Plays with Washington, is a defensive end, 3 sacks last year. You guys are probably the best unit on that team. What's it like playing for Ron Rivera?
Oh, it's awesome. He's, you know, everything I read about when he was in Carolina and I was a kid growing up, you know, watching him coach those teams, that's exactly who he's been. So it's been a pleasure to be able to work with him my first couple of years in the league.
With everything that goes on with that club and all the focus, which is where you guys don't want it, Ron was the perfect guy. Like, if you could like identify what it means for him to be a player's coach, how, cause that's the way I always felt like he was with the Panthers, that the players really loved him. Give me an idea of what it's like to be around him all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I think he gets it. I mean, he's a guy who, you know, won a championship as a player, played for many years in the league, one of the best defenses. Like, he knows what it takes to win football games. And, you know, when it's time to pull back off our bodies, you know, obviously, you know, there's more data points now. Everything's analytics driven, but I think he has a really good feel and a really good sense to know when to push and when to pull back.
Now your quarterback going into the season seems to be Sam Howell. You cool with a Carolina guy running the show?
You know, I'm cool with it because they brought in Jacoby. So at least there's an NC State guy in the room too. So it's going to work out.
Oh, can we have a training camp battle, and we could have the helmet logos jockeying for position?
That would be an interesting graphic, but you know, Sam's a great quarterback, and you know, Jacoby's a great leader and has done great things in the league. So, it's cool to be able to see Jacoby again. It's been a long time since I've seen him.
Yeah, look, he had a great career at State, and Jacoby's been around, man. He's been like kind of a security blanket for a lot of teams. I just want to go back to Sam here for a second. He does seem to have it. Excuse me. He does seem to have a quality about him, a leadership quality about him. Do you sense that, even though you're in the other dressing room?
Yeah. I think Sam's a very calm and collected guy, right? And you would never know how young he is and how green he is. the moment's too big. So it was fun watching him play against the Cowboys. I think we'll see more of the same this year.
All right, now what do you expect from Jacoby?
I don't know. I think, you know, Jacoby's going to be a leader for Sam, a mentor, and, you know, help Sam continue to grow and develop as a quarterback.
By the way, do you know Sam Howell's never had a hamburger?
You know, I didn't know that. That's a fun fact.
I don't know how you can grow up like with all the cookouts that we've got, you know, here. How do you not stumble upon a hamburger? Although I guess the chicken sandwiches are very good. So what is the rest of the spring into the summer? What is it like for you? We've got this off-season program. You've got mini camp. There's so many different things you got to go back to DC for. So what is this whole stretch like for you?
Yeah, I'm just in DC during this period, kind of from now until the beginning weeks of June. You know, there's different phases of OTAs. So the first phase is just working out film, and the second phase is kind of on the field instruction and continuing to work out, and the third phase is solely football. And then, you know, veteran mini camp is just kind of an extension of that third phase, but except for the fact that it is required that you attend, because everything else is voluntary.
So it seems like they don't trust you guys. It's like they don't trust you to work out on your own. That's the way I look at it. Is that fair or no?
No, I think it's kind of depending on where you are as a team. You know, we have a new OC and a young quarterback, so I think all the reps and all the, you know, the snaps that you can get in with Sam will only benefit us in the fall. And then, you know, different teams probably have different things. If you're the Chiefs right now, it's probably more so about recovery and getting back, getting everyone's bodies back healthy. So it kind of depends on where you're at as an organization.
James Smith-Williams is joining us. What is it like for you as a competitor to watch other teams in the playoffs?
It's difficult, you know, especially when you're so close to being there yourself.
Yeah.
You know, guys, got my rookie year, and this past year we went on that, you know, phenomenal stretch of games. And then, you know, at the end there, just missed out by, I think, like half a game or a game. So it's always tough, and it's, you know, it's much more tough when it's the Giants and the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Right. Yeah. And it makes your division is going to be very, very difficult to win. There's no question about it. Even just to make the playoffs in the NFC East. But yeah, you guys had gone on such a run in the middle of the season. It looked like you guys might even win that division. How do you describe the fine line between winning and losing to somebody? If a fan comes up to you, not a little kid, but a fan comes up, what's the difference between winning and losing in the NFL?
I mean, I think the margins are so slim. You know, it can be kind of traced back to a penalty, to a one play, really can make or break a game. You know, we're not having disparities where you have a, you know, with all due respect, you have a Clemson and you have like an FCS school where, you know, Clemson just has all the talent in the world. You know, NFL rosters are talented from top to bottom. So winning games is incredibly difficult in this league.
Oh, no question. And depending on the division you play, even just getting out of it can be hard. Do you have plans to come back to see your alma mater play this year?
I do. I would love to if the bye weeks work out. And honestly, you know, depending on how far the Canes go, I would love to come back and watch them play as well. So we'll see if it shakes out.
You got to come and wind the siren, sir.
Oh, I did it last year. Tell them to bring me back.
All right. No, did they win the game you wound the siren for?
I have no idea, Adam. It was the off season, and me and my friends were having a great time.
Okay. On that note, James Smith Williams. All right, man. I appreciate your time. I'll check in again. I'm glad things are going well for you. Continued health, and I'll talk to you later.
I appreciate you, Adam.
You got it. Didn't remember the outcome of the game. All right. Well, clearly, James Smith Williams had a good time at the Hurricanes game. He wound the siren at.